Hi guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 40 of 2024, Monday the 7th of October. You're very welcome guys, hope you're doing well. So this week I want to talk to you about why senior leaders tend to spend a lot of time thinking about the culture of the organization, and why this might be the wrong thing to focus on. So let me explain. CEOs, for example, love to talk about their corporate values. Often this is nothing more than a list of cultural talking points that are not enforced. I don't know how many times, guys, during my long career, I've sat through meetings with CEOs talking about the top 10 cultural topics in their organization, fully in the belief that everybody who is listening is actively listening, by the way, and is enforcing those cultural topics every day. And in fact, they're not. They're completely switched off and they're hardly paying attention. In reality, an organization is made up of many subcultures, which often operate in a radically different way to one another. In my opinion, such competition can be very healthy, as this can lead to innovations. Friction in an organization is good. Too much comfort will kill innovation. We should not be afraid of a little bit of conflict. Furthermore, a team or a department having the freedom to express their own culture in a unique way is also very healthy. If you enforce the same culture in your organization from the top down, the net result will be a monoculture that will be devoid of innovative thinking. Rather than trying to get everyone aligned around such a monoculture, you should align them around goals instead. Culture is a framework, but goals are the destination. Your team can be misaligned around culture, even having competing subcultures, as we explained before, but misalignment around goals can prove to be fatal. Because essentially, guys, what will happen is people will pull in different directions, and when that happens, the body gets pulled apart. Your job as a leader is to point your team towards their North Star, then let them figure out how to get there. Don't micromanage. Direction is more important than velocity. Going fast in the wrong direction is useless. Even steady progress in the right direction is more desirable than that. If you think about it, our history as a species is full of examples where conflict drove rapid innovation through necessity. People had to invent new technologies because of existential risk. Now, obviously, you have to strike a balance within a business context, of course. But in simple terms, no conflict can lead to no innovation, which is obviously not desirable. Cultural conflict is fine, i.e. how we do things. But conflict on strategic goals is not, i.e. what are we building? Everybody needs to know what we're building, and they can compete about the best way to do that. If you spend too much time trying to have a perfect utopian culture, but neglect strategic goals, your organization will fail. And there are many, many examples of this happening in real time at the moment, guys, if you know where to look. You see a lot of large organizations focusing on initiatives to try to have a monoculture, this perfect conflict-free zone where everything is roses and honey. And while they're focusing so much on that, their bottom line is suffering and their customers are not happy. But they don't seem to be focused on that at all, which is obviously a very dangerous thing to do when you remember that it's your customers that pay your salaries. So we need to be aware of this as leaders, guys. Align people around goals and let the culture take care of itself. So apart from worrying about culture, what else did I do this week? I had no time to work on my projects because I've been extremely busy. However, in terms of media, I did get a chance to watch the fourth season of Slow Horses, which is available on Apple. It's a spy drama based in London in modern times, and it reminds me very much of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, but rather than it being in a Cold War setting, it's a post-Cold War setting in modern times. It stars Gary Oldman, and it's very, very good, I have to say. The rest of the cast are also excellent. The character development is very good. The storytelling is brilliant, and it really has a nice tone. It's very enjoyable. I've only watched the first season so far. I believe they're up to season 4 now. But if you're interested in spy dramas and When I say spy dramas, I mean more like realistic spies as opposed to, you know, James Bond. I would definitely recommend Slow Horses. Check it out. It's really, really good. Very intelligent and incredibly well acted. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will talk to you next week. Have a great week ahead, and I wish you every success. Take care. Bye-bye.